Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Q Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. And look who's in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, BCU's very own Mike Valentine is here with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Good to
How
see
are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here. Thank you.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah. So how are things with you? It's been a while since we've chatted here officially.
On the old Lots
camera.
Happening, obviously, in the marketplaces, you know, what's going on. Credit union's thriving. We're doing different things. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve with the, you know, if you look at inflation and all the things going on, we're just trying to get through these next, I'd say last year, this year, hopefully by the end of this year, we'll start to see some life in things from loan losses, interest rates. I mean, it's been crazy out there with liquidity. And we're a high loan to share shop. So really kind of keeping our eye on the ball and making sure we're doing the right things for our members.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember last year at the GAC, I would ask people, hey, what are you hearing in the hallways? What's the big thing? Because, you know, in years past, it was like crypto and data and all this stuff. But everybody I asked was like liquidity. So is it the same,
it's
same thing
it's
here?
It's the same thing. Is hit it? Repeat. But the good news is I think people are developing that muscle to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's important because it's one of those things you've gone through all these different things, and I've been in credit unions now 40 years. So I thought I saw it all till last year I started, you know, in the liquidity. And it was kind of hard on us, double whammy, because you got liquidity, you got interest rate risk, and credit risk. So everything's kind of coming together in the perfect storm that you just got to maintain and make sure you stay ahead of the game.
Yep. So what are your thoughts on the other top two letters in the alphabet, AI? So what are your thoughts on that?
You know,
as far as moving forward,
great speaker, Mary Kelly just sat through some of that. And, you know, part of me is scared, you know, and the part of me is scared, but it's thinking, where could it take us? What could it do for us? And I think more of us are apprehensive because we just don't know enough. You know, it's one of those Mike, I can't tell you the meetings I go into and I go, what's your definition of AI? What are you doing with it? And I think as we start to see use cases, I think we can see it. But I think the thing that I get excited about, if we can move some simple transactions or simple interactions with your members that way, that'll make room for the interactions we want, which is really helping people do different things, financial well-being, helping them, you know, with their finances, doing some things like that. But if we can get the other stuff done in an easy way, I'd love that.
Yeah, get the mundane type of stuff where you can really focus on the member for sure. So yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I hear too. I think the AI hype cycle, which was last year, which was off the charts, but I think it's coming down now. And like you, I think there's going to be some more practical use cases where we go, okay, now we can really kind of see the forest for the trees or the trees for the forest, whatever that saying is. So yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll happen for sure. Okay, let's talk about leadership. Yeah. So being a leader at BCU for all these years, and like you say, you've been in the industry for 40 years. How is a leader able to kind of change with the ebb and flows of, like, obviously interest rates and AI and things like that? How do you manage that?
You know, I always like to, you know, my default is people, you know, and hire the right people. Because I would say to you, as a leader, I don't know all the answers, Mike, but I know where to get the answers. And I think it's developing talent. And you need to kind of put aside to be afraid of good talent. A lot of people sometimes in the day, they might go, wow, Mike's really good. I don't know if I should hire Lawson, you know. And it's like, well, shit, I want to hire five of them, you know. And then the answer would be, how do you retain them all? You know, because they're going to go want to be a CEO. I think it's the greatest compliment you could get as a CEO. And I think last time I checked, there's probably, I don't know, there's rumors between 13 and 16 CEOs in credit union space that came out of BCU. And people say, gosh, Mike, you lost talent. I go, no, man, we developed talent. And off they go. And it's kind of really neat. You know, we just had a little mini reunion at a meeting last week. Four of us were together in Austin.
Really?
And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's rewarding, you know, when you see that. But it's, to me, hiring great people, get out of the way and let them run. You know, let them do that. But again, it's also knowing you don't have all the answers as a leader.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it takes a team for sure.
It takes a team.
And it's funny that you say that because obviously the playoffs were this past weekend and sorry for the Detroit Lions and sorry for the Baltimore Ravens, but hey, hooray for the 49ers and the Chiefs. But other than that, but they always go through these like these coaching trees, they show, oh, here's where this coach is now. Here's what, and they were. It was kind of like a mentorship almost, right. And I kind of likened what you just said to that type of thing. So yeah, it's
pretty neat to see where they go. Well, I have to tell you, most exciting thing, Mike. I feel, you know, when I look back, you know, and when I retire, whenever that is, and you kind of look back on what are you most proud of, you know, it's obviously, you know, that your financial institution, your credit union did well, but it's also you made the difference in a lot of people's lives. And, you know, and even that doesn't even count like people just leaving and going taking a senior role somewhere, starting companies. We have people that have done that. That's pretty cool, you know, and you reflect on that and you go, all right, we did okay.
Yeah.
We did all right.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And so let's bring it back to the conference here. What do you want to take away based on leadership changes and, again, dealing with the ebbs and flows of this industry? What do you want to take away from this conference?
Well, Mike, like what you do, which is amazing for the credit union space, these different podcasts, discussions, and all these things, it's connections. You know, and been around as long as I have, I learn something every day. You know, sitting through some of these sessions this morning, Karen Allen did a great job.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
Mary Kelly is fantastic, but you always can learn, you know, and the other learning you get is connecting with people. And it can be whether or not it's at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner, late night, maybe, Mike, you know, golf, whatever it might be, and getting ideas, because the beauty of the credit union space, we talk about stuff, and guess what? It's okay to go try something else that somebody else did, and it's really neat that we share like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm here for the connections. I'm here for the discussion and listening. You know, I think the big thing that I think as credit union leader, and we go back to that, and a good friend of mine, Donato Trumuto, kind of taught me this years ago. He goes, so many people listen to respond, Mike. And more of us listen to understand, how much better can we be? And I think this is a great space for it, that it can't be one-up. You've been to credit union conferences, Mike, and all of a sudden somebody goes, well, I'm doing this. Well, I'm doing this. Well, what about I'm doing this? Tell me more about what you're doing. Why are you doing it? You know, as opposed to, well, I'm going to one-up Mike. You know, we're going to go at it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really feel this listen to understand has got a lot of legs to it.
Yeah, and I think the underlying theme is there is that collaboration that we have.
Mindset.
Few if any other industries have. So it's really, and to have the freedom to talk like that, to collaborate like that, is really, again, the superpower of what credit unions can do out there.
Agree.
So, alrighty, sir. Anything else to add before I let you get back in?
No, Mike, it was outstanding. Love to do this part.
Me too.
Thank
always,
you.
Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work there at BCU. Alrighty.
I will.
Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.